Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode number 675 for, believe it or not, almost finished March the 20th, 2022. Where that ever happened to March? Sorry, we're a little bit later getting started. It's all Kim's fault. So
it is.
Yeah. As per usual, a little technical difficulty. What can you do about it? And my camera isn't showing up for some strange reason or another, but sure, you know, you're not going to complain too much about that, are you? But on the screen right now, we have Robin Tate, and she is up there, and she's my namesake. We also have a Mark Wright on the screen in the bottom right-hand
wow,
corner.
Holy shit.
That's Mark Wright. Hello, Mark Wright. Hello, Robin Tate. You like this, do you, Pete?
Mark Wright.
Anyway, we do this every week at UK time of 9 o'clock, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in Central Time. I know this week is a little bit weird because those Americans are like they're ahead in the future or something like that, or behind, or I have no idea. They're here, and Kim's here anyway. At the end of this month, we jump forward, but you can find us on twitch.tv/OC podcast and youtube.com/OC podcast. Anyway, tonight I've got Pete, I've got Kim, and me. Pete is feeling a little bit under the weather. He's got sore throat.
Yeah. Man flu due.
Oh, right. You said before the show started that you were giving too much head in the open air.
Okay. Oh, did you tell people that? Oh, jeez.
Anyway, today is Patricio David's birthday today. Happy birthday to you. And on the 26th, towards the end of the week, Tahara Chin, who we know and love, is she's 25 on the 26th of this month. So happy birthday, guys. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here. Happy birthday.
General was not recognized.
Let's go.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Well, damn it. What a week, huh? Hey, Kim, you look great. Did you get a wee, like, trim and the haircut there? Did you?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm just.
It's been a little while.
I'm not concentrating tonight because I must have been concentrating so hard before on the show that I never noticed. So,
gotcha. And now I've apparently taken over Pete on the podcast because now there's two of me on the screen. So.
Classic.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Well,
better to see two of you than like one of me and one of you.
There you go. It's like the Matrix. So
yeah,
I'm tired tonight.
One's good, one's evil.
Crack on. OBS and Skype are not playing. Every time there's a little update between the two of them, it always takes them a little while for them to get themselves settled down and sorted.
Yeah, weird.
Right.
Okay, well, another week is done. Greg isn't with us today. He is dealing with some family bits and pieces at the moment. Nothing bad, but he just stuff he has to deal with today. Mm-hmm. Mark is his wonderful wife. It's her birthday this weekend, so I think he's treating her to a night out with her friends.
Actually, she's 21, so great.
Yeah, so right. And I don't think Mark is with her at all, whatsoever. Jenny go out by herself. Phil, well, after the news today that his spirit animal is a pink flamingo on a spring, at the zoo, he's crying in the corner, completely and utterly upset with himself, or upset with me. Seemingly I insulted him.
He is naked, though.
Right now, probably. Jeremy, did you not know that? Like, Phil, on a Sunday night, usually it's a, like a vegan thing that they spend Sunday nights naked. closer to the earth. And they randomly phone people. They take out the phone book and they randomly six people every Sunday evening just to tell them that they're vegan because they haven't bumped into enough people like through the day because it's not a normal work day. And they usually have to tell at least six people a day they're vegan.
I used to love the phone book.
Yeah.
It was great. It was the director to the world.
Did you phone up the walls? Did you? Hello, is Mr. Wall there? Is Mrs. Wall there? Well, how's your house staying up? Do you know that one? You didn't? Yeah, all that sort of thing. It was terrible. Used to phone the speaking clock and, oh, dear.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the speaking clock. Yeah. Used to cost a fortune as well to find that.
Was, yeah, you get told off because it appeared on the phone bill. And your father, I mean, you always had, you went into the hallway to the telephone table because there was a table for the telephone.
Yeah, man.
And then there was a little drawer and it was usually had a Rolodex, yeah, or some sort of little thing with all of the family contacts. Family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All those bits and pieces. And there was some pencils and pens and a few bits and pieces. And then there was the phone itself. And then the phone book, which was like 3 inches thick, and the yellow pages, which was like 3 inches thick as well. And that's where you went. You sat there to answer a phone call. And my mom used to answer the phone very posh.
My mom and some of my family.
She wasn't posh at all.
Did she answer it with her phone number? Did she used to say, oh, Belfast 254-6782.
Belfast 621-592. Oh, Joan, how you doing, love? Jim, that phone call's for you. Yeah, so, yeah, Belfast 621-592. It was my mother, God bless her. She looked and sounded and acted pretty much like Mrs. Bouquet. Or Mrs. Bucket. Yeah, God bless her. Anyway, good week. Anything weird happened with you guys?
No.
No, not weird necessarily. So I guess that's a good thing, though.
I don't know.
Well, I guess there's good weird and there's bad weird. But anyway, nothing weird happened. I did discover a grocery pickup, which I know has been out since, like, the pandemic. But in my small little town, we don't have that. So I have to go, like, 45 minutes to actually do it. But it was nice because I got my grocery shopping done in, like, 10 minutes.
So what do you mean? Sorry, someone picked the groceries for you and they're waiting outside?
Yep, they have an app, on your phone, and you go in there and you pick your groceries, and then the day you're supposed to go pick them up, they will go and do all the shopping for you, and then you just have to pull into the store, call them up, say, hey, I'm here to pick up my stuff, and they meet you at the front of the store and load up your groceries for you, and away you go.
Welcome to 2020, Kim.
I know, right?
Or 2018, even. Right? It's funny, I took photographs. I was away. I was traveling a bit this week, and I was down at the store in outside a place called Limerick. And
oh, yeah, up in there.
It's all been revamped. And they had, I was amazed at it, that they had 5 bays for click and collect. So you could drive in, and this is not a big, this is a Centro, which is a Budgent or a Spar. It's not a big store, but just really slick, really, really swish. So yeah, that's the thing. I don't think Judith has been on a proper trolley shop or cart shop in years now. We get our Tesco's delivers to here, Tesco's or Sainsbury's is a mix of it. And it's a time saver, you know.
Yeah, I liked it. I looked at my sister because she's the one that actually brought it up. And I said, you know what? I may never regularly grocery shop again.
You go.
This is awesome.
You can be precise with it too then. You can say exactly what you want rather than,
right,
I want those bananas. I want that new pair of stiletto heels.
Right.
Which happens to me all the time.
Fine
grocery pickup, Kim.
Thank you.
I still trolley shop twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't do any tinternet shopping. Yeah, do it twice a week. I enjoy going out to the shops and having a browse round and picking new things. And, you know, I like that.
I'll give you 7 kids, huh?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and then you would definitely enjoy it. You would never get the chance of it.
Right.
Take them along with you.
Yeah, that's fun.
I bet.
Well, speaking of lots of kids, we have a new recruit this week, and he is getting on very well. He's an 8-year-old boy, and along with our other ones, and we all took them all to the zoo today. It was a beautiful day today, lovely afternoon. In fact, I've been off for Thursday for St. Patrick's Day, and because people are Irish, they took Friday off as well. So and then Saturday, so there'll be a lot of really, really hungover people tomorrow. So it's been a beautiful. Crisp spring weather the last few days. So we went to the zoo this afternoon, and we had all our kids with us, bar Charlie, who wanted to stay at home for the Formula One. So did I, but the greater good and all that. And we picked up another girl who is the sister of our two boys from their birth mother, and they she came to the zoo as well. So two carloads of us. And we had a lovely time at the zoo. The zoo in Belfast is on the side of a mountain.
Wow.
And you start at sea level and you work your way up into the clouds. I'm not really exaggerating. I mean, really is. It's a cracking walk. You can only really do feel it when you get to the top. And the views are beautiful. So that was good. And we've seen our favourites always is the penguins, because you can get in and there's a viewing bit underneath the water. Mm-hmm. Kids can sit on it, and the penguins come and stop by, and that was good fun. Now, we did go and see, we were looking for the lions, and they weren't outside, and there was a big crowd around like a window, like a little unit, and sort of a red light on, and we sort of queued a bit and got into where the window is, and there was one big lion standing there, which terrified Jasmine. She was, it was just standing right in front, behind glass. In this tiny little room, and then there was another lion behind, and the red light was on, and all the kids were looking in and taking photographs, and then Daddy Lion decided it was
his next time.
So all the parents are standing there going and I'm going, start playing the music, it's time. Business time. I said, right, kids, time to move on, as Daddy Lion gets into position and starts to thrust. So, that was good. Funny. That was good laugh today. I just wanted to say, Mark was on the show last week, and I just wanted to say, Mark, you were friggin' brilliant, you wee cunt fucker bastard. You were really good. I was lovely chatting to you on the show again, and lots of people have had lots of feedback. To hear that it's good to hear your voice on the show. So don't be a stranger, buddy. It wasn't that bad, and it squeaked in nicely. So that was kind of cool.
So did you have to clock it back down from the top of the zoo back down to the bottom, or do you have to?
There's a coffee shop at the top of it, so you can go there. And Judith all prepared. She had a flask with hot chocolates, and we had a picnic.
Yeah.
So we had a picnic up there, and then. You make your way back down again.
Jeez. They're really lazy in Dudley, right? It doesn't sound like it's half the altitude, maybe not even a quarter of the altitude that you've got to do over Belfast. But Dudley Zoo, which is not far from me, there's like a chairlift, and it takes you all the way up and it takes you all the way back down as well.
None of this. This is
just to look out for us fat people, you know.
This is a good glutes workout. I mean, you seriously, if you're not firm on your feet, the Belfast Zoo is not it. There's a fabulous film about it about a few years ago, and I think it was called The Zoo, made in Belfast. And it was about Belfast Zoo opened, I think it was 1932, and Victorian sort of thing, end of that era was all built. But during the war, during World War II, a woman in that part of Belfast and her kids, or some little kids, they took a young elephant away, smuggled it out of the zoo, because the Belfast was blown to hell in the Blitz for the Germans, and all of the animals were put down, or the majority of them were shot, because they didn't want the animals to be distressed with all the bombing and stuff like that there. So the easiest way, they thought, was that, you kill them. Anyway, these kids rescued the elephant, but they kept it in a two up, two down house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Red brick house in the backyard.
Jeez.
And they kept it secret. The father was a zookeeper. It's very good. It's called The Zoo, based in Belfast around there. It was good.
Oh, cool.
It's very, very good. So, yeah, we had a great day there. And I came home tonight then to watch Formula One. And it was the first race of the season, and it was bloody brilliant. Massive rule changes this year. Really, really, really good. Thank you, Lord. Everything's kind of cool. Really good. So I came home. I didn't want to hear what the result was. So there's a bit of a story about my F1, and there is the great cull, as I call it. Every few years, I go and look, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm paying so much for everything. I got to kill it all. So, and part of the new internet stuff that all came in and how things are going so well. So I have cancelled my Netflix. I have cancelled my Now TV subscription, which was £35 a month just for sports, just for Formula One. Don't watch anything else on it, just Formula One. And I also realized we added £9.99 for their Now TV entertainment service for the stuff like The Rookie and Chicago Fire and stuff like that that we watch. So gone. I've cancelled Disney. That's 50 or 60 or 70 quid a year. What was the other one that I cancelled? Oh, Apple TV, another 40 or 50 quid a year. I nerfed my Spotify, which I had put onto a family pack that you can for loads of different streams, just down to the single, didn't kill it completely. And this was all on the back of, funny, it was TikTok, funny enough. So for your £35 for Formula One over here, you get you get the live show and a few extra bits and pieces. You can't rewatch it very easily on the streaming service through Now TV.
Yeah.
And Formula One, the rights to it for the TV in the UK are owned by Sky. But in the US and other parts of the world, they're actually owned by the F1 group, whatever it is. And when you go onto the F1 app on your phone, you can't watch the live TV here in the UK and all the streams and the live timing and all the extra data you can watch during that live service. But in the US, you can. And this girl on TikTok was saying from America, going, Jesus, I feel like I got my legs cut off. I can't watch all the information that I want. So how do we look? I went, I'll do a VPN, which I have, and watch it through this app. But then to get that, you had to sign up with a credit card, and the credit card had to be from the US, and the address had to be from the US, and even to get the trial. So I spoke to our resident, dodgy mule type person, and sent them a set of instructions yesterday morning to say, Greg, will you please, I've set up an account in your name with your address and your date of birth. Will you please pay for this for me for a year? It's $79 for the whole year. It's like 60 quid then for the whole year compared to 35 quid a month. And let's see if this works. And he's done it, and it does. So I came home and I watched it on the streaming
service.
So I have all of that data. So I have to use the VPN to say I'm in America, and I sign in with a Greg DeLacy account sort of thing. So, and I've sent
that's brilliant.
So thank you, Greg. You're a star. And then I just went frigate and cancelling that. And
probably, it's funny you said that you cancelled all those. I've done that this week as well. I've cancelled Spotify. I cancelled Disney Plus. I've cancelled Amazon Prime. I've cancelled. I've reduced my Gmail from like a 100. No, it was like a 2 terabyte. 2 terabyte package down to 100 gig. Because I didn't really need that, because I've got Apple iCloud as well, which has got like a bunch of stuff on. And there was another one that I'm gonna cancel that one as well. And it's stupid, but like you save like 35, 40 quid sometimes a month, don't you, doing stuff like that?
It's unbelievable. When I think about it, that's it's 100 quid for me, 120, 130 pound a month.
Yeah,
you'll think, well, you're going to miss all that TV. I'm like, well, maybe a little less TV won't do me any harm.
Yeah.
We're still keeping our Amazon. Amazon will be my main service where I buy my movies and bits and pieces. So if I really want to watch a series, I'll either wait or buy it directly. So, and there might be some feature creep somewhere down the line. But right now, no, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. So I've done that.
And I made a purchase this week.
Ooh.
I've got a Zoom PodTrack P4.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. It looks like it's a foot pedal for your guitar.
Nah, it's
calculator.
It's a recorder for podcasting.
Oh, so wow.
It's got like, I'll tell you what, it would be really useful as well. Like, you know, when we get to EGX and you can connect like 4 XLR mics up to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 4 headphones, and it records all separate tracks as well. So
see the top, let me see the top. The top is where the XLR is going, yeah? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so the headphones are in the bottom. There we go. I can see my camera feed now. So the XLR is at the top. At the bottom is your headphones. You can connect it USB to your PC. You can connect external batteries to it, and you can monitor all of the mics and stuff as well. So if we're recording and there's like 4 of us talking, if it's 1 of us talking and then there's like loads of background noise, you can mute the other mics and just get the crisp recording from the one mic. You can also there's an option where you can. It's this one here. You can connect a phone into the bottom. Is it the bottom? No, sorry, the side. You can connect a phone into the side anyway. Yeah, there it is.
Why did you need this now?
It's not just for EGX. I need it for other stuff.
It's a Cock Cage podcast. You didn't hear about that?
I mean... See, it's the Cock Cage podcast. I just need it. That come yesterday, and because I was at work yesterday and everybody's feeling ill at home, and I ain't had time to really like fire it up and have a look at it. So, but it looks like a nice, cool piece of kit.
Well, that's cool, because me with hand luggage coming from Northern Ireland to Egypt, it's usually me that carries all the friggin' microphones and the bloody other thing, and you guys are just down the bloody street.
I can bring some mics and that's fine.
I look forward to the next one of those coming up.
It
will be September, won't it? September, October, won't it? There will be a proper EGX this year.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think there will?
Oh, why not?
It'll be in London, won't it? I don't know whether I can meet this year then.
I'll see. Okay, well, I've now had my wonderful fiber for a week or so now, and over the last day or 2 days off, I have been tidying up all the cabling outside, getting it all neat and tidy. I had up on the roof again with roof ladders, climbing up, getting Charlie's hardwired cable into his room. That's terrifying. I'm just people that work heights all the time are probably fine with it, but
right.
Yeah, when you're not used to it straight away, it's, you know, stepping off a ladder to climb onto a roof ladder and climb up and take your hands off with a hammer and try to put in cable ties and tacks, reach where you shouldn't be. Anyway, well, that got that done. And then yesterday, I'm all chuffed. I've done 2 things. So the cable runs over, it's about, I don't know, it's about 15 meters of a gap. No, it's not. It's wrong. About 5 meters of a gap between this unit and the house where the cable was sort of hanging loose. And I wanted to have it tight across. And
catenary wire, that's what you need, didn't you?
I got, turnbuckle. Is it turnbuckles? Yeah. I've never heard of turnbuckles. I got a guide wire.
Yeah.
Turnbuckles.
Yeah.
So chuffed with myself. And I ordered them on...
Well done.
What day was yesterday? Saturday. I ordered them Friday afternoon, and they arrived on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I fitted them yesterday afternoon. The turnbuckle is this thing that you get your wire to length, a little hook on it, and there's a thing that you can tighten the wire to make it taut. So I got that 4 meters up, and then I cable tied with the network cable across it. Now my problem is in the middle. It is it's 4 meters up.
Yeah, you need to do it all on the ground before you put it up.
Ah.
Whoops.
I don't know how you would even do that. Well, you could, I suppose.
You can do it.
You could that length.
I used to do it.
Because I had some old scaffolding stuff and it got me up. And I got Charlie to hold it for a while. And his girlfriend.
Oh, dear God, Robbie.
The ladders, and I'm standing. So that was at its maximum height. And I'm standing. I felt like I was on the paddleboard again, learning. Because it was jelly legs. So I'm probably standing. And I'm still a foot short. So I've got to tidied most. God, that's a good point. I could have done it, measured it, put it on the floor, and then just hooked it on.
Sometimes the DIY things, it won't be worth just asking me.
Anyway, it's up. It's nearly different. I've got a friend that has a lifter. What are those?
A man lift?
Yeah.
Cherry picker thing.
Yeah, he'll drive it down and he'll use it. But I'm very chuffed with myself doing that and working that all out. And the other thing that I did was even more surprised. In this room now, in the garage, I said there's a loose lock. I fitted, sorry, this is not much to do with gaming, but I'm so chuffed with this. To the door here now, I'm secure and locked in. If I have a heart attack and die, nobody's getting in. I fitted a mortise lock onto this door.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So I chiseled out and measured out, only made one hole in the wrong place, but it's covered over the badge. And I got my mortise lock in, and the key, it turns, and it works. And I'm so chuffed with that.
It's nice when you do things like that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I get a bit of a thrill out of it, too.
Yeah.
It's good. Nice.
Well done.
Final thing, I got a little email in from Game. I'd ordered one of the little Xbox fridges, and it seemed like it's on its way.
A what?
One of the little X. It looks like an Xbox Series X, and it's the same, about the same size. Maybe
a
little.
It's a fridge.
It's a fridge.
It's a fridge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why am I not seeing this?
So, isn't that cool?
Yes. Where's that gonna go?
I'm in here somewhere. I have no idea. Changed amps around. Moved my big amps.
It's a dangerous thing, though, isn't it? Really, because he's gonna be able to store more alcohol in his little man cave. So he's going to be even more wrecked.
I do have a Red Bull fridge.
But
it's a bit noisy. Yeah. So it's sitting outside now. So I don't have it in here. But this is quite a neat little thing. So it might sit over here. And, yeah. So that's good. So yeah, that's good. So a good week. Traveled a bit. I was away. It was good fun. I mean, that was a hell of a drive. It was like 330 miles there and 330 odd miles back.
What's a Limerick?
Yeah,
it's a good joint, that is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, you know, the road's okay, but it's still.
I did Dublin to Limerick. That was quite I think that was about 2.5 hours. Mm. And there's only one motorway, isn't there, between the two? And
it
was pitch black, no lights. So I was like, oh my God, it's scary as shit.
No. On the way back up, did I stop at all? On the way home, I just made a break for the border and it was 4 hours or something like that. 4 hours, 20 minutes. And I just whoa. And my meeting was finished at about midday, lunchtime. And I thought, yeah, I'll have a quick bite to eat, sandwich. And away I went and just not stopping.
So, do you have a toll that you have to go through? Like, is there is that?
There's no tolls in Northern Ireland. There's quite a few tolls. So on that trip, maybe through four tolls.
And on the borders, oh, this is completely nothing to do with gaming. Sorry. And out of interest again. But so when you get to the border, is there like border control? You have to go through like a customs or something like that, or
there's like a big fence, and you have to get out of your car, and they do the whole radar thing on you just in case you're carrying bombs and stuff. And your car is checked completely. There's anal strip searches, which I drive.
I want to come next
back
week.
And forth over the border about six times a day. No, there's not anything anymore. It's a completely open border, Pete. There's no stop. There used to be a big border checkpoint going from Northern Ireland to the south, but no, there's no border checkpoints at all.
Well,
I do have the thing. Now, I never had one up here, but I do have this, and you just have them in America. The little sensor that goes in my window, so I don't have to stop and pay my toll. I go through the fast lane.
Oh yeah.
And I still enjoy that greatly, because I mean when I would travel down south, I didn't travel that much down there, so I didn't need one. And now that this new rule, I got this, and I still, there's something just kind of cool about going through that fast lane, fast train thing. So it's just kind of, I get a thrill out of it. Anyway, it's kind of fun. Anyway, so that's it. It's been a good week. We've all been okay. It's been a good, fun week. And that's good. Terrible TV.
Yes.
What's terrible TV, Kim?
I don't know if you guys have watched it, and I'm not trying to insult fans because I know there are people that love the show, but this morning my dad was watching the show Heartland, and apparently it's been on for like 15 seasons, and it's a horse ranch. Yeah, it's a horse ranch based TV show, which Dixie you think King. I'd like.
Dixie Chicken.
Yeah, sort of. And but it's so damned sweet and annoying that I'm surprised I didn't end up with diabetes. Because, I mean, it's just so perfect, and everyone's happy, and it was awful. I think I stuck through 2 episodes before I finally had to change the channel. So, I don't know, maybe I'm not so wholesome or something. I just, I couldn't.
Mm. No, don't break our hearts. You're wholesome.
Right, yeah.
As a spring dizzy. You really are. Don't ruin it for us.
I've started watching Vikings Valhalla on Netflix.
That had to be better. I would imagine.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, like episode 3, I think, of that. It's not as good as the original Vikings TV series, which is on Amazon. But yeah, that's a worth a watch.
Definitely better than Heartland.
I haven't watched any of it at all. Okay. I suppose it's sort of gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Video games. I suppose we should. I mean, you know.
Video games. Said if you're going to play the Game Boy, you got to learn to play it right. I don't think there's any chance talking about Games with Gold and PlayStation. Is there really? At this stage, it's the 20th of the month.
No. There is some new Epic Games. But okay.
All right.
For your Epic Games for the next, couple of weeks, we have Unsound Mind, which is out now to the 24th, and then we have Demon's Tilt, not Tit, which will be out the 24th to the 31st. So there's your 3 Epic games. So go pick them up.
I would buy Demon's Tit.
I'll bet you would. Hell, I might, for as far as I go.
Super perv. So,
right?
Aren't we just? Aren't we? Okay. This is a video game podcast, by the way, just to get that, at the beginning. We are older gamers, generally. We are more mature gamers. And we do
age-wise, maybe, but not
video games. And as a mature gamers, I did travel that journey, and I came in, and I was rather tired, and I had said I was going to come out and play Halo with community members.
Fell asleep, didn't you?
I fell asleep on the sofa and woke up about 1:30 in the morning. So
what an old faker!
I am sorry. I really was the perfect old person there. But I believe that did happen on Wednesday evening. So
that's so easy, though, if you've done all that traveling or if you've had an odd week, just to lie down on the settee and just drop off. That's just,
What do you do?
One of them.
Okay, well, what do you just play?
Mine's really easy, Cuphead.
Wow.
That's all I've played this week, right? And I wasn't on last week, was I? So I've played it last weekend as well with my son Leo, and we've just developed this addiction to Cuphead, and we've been struggling for at least 3 or 4 weeks now on this boss called Grim Matchstick, and it's 3 dragons, mm-hmm. and you fight 2 of the heads in the first 2 stages, and then in the last stage you fight all 3. And by God, we just could not complete this level. And my son's been going home, really disappointed that we've not really completed this thing. We've been playing it for 2 hours and we can't complete this one stage. So he's been going home really disappointed, and then looking at YouTube videos on tips on how to beat the boss. And then he's been coming the week later and going, right, Dad, I've been watching the videos, and this is how we're gonna beat this boss. And do you know what? We defeated him today. I shouldn't say him, should I? We defeated it today.
I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like Pete's Dragon. It doesn't look as friendly, but it does look cute.
Yeah. Well, it's so difficult. Do you know, that game is so unforgiving, isn't it? It's just absolutely brutal, but we're so addicted to it. It's just becoming a thing. Now, I can see why... Kyle's son, Kyle from The Entertainer. I could see why his son and him just absolutely love that game. It's just captivated us, and now we've moved on, obviously, and we found a little secret alleyway to come back into the second part of the world, and we've done a couple of run and guns, and we've come across now. We beat one of the boss. It was like a genie. I can't remember his name now. Anyway, we've come across another level that we can't do, and it's Beppy the Clown. And oh my God, man, it's just so frustrating. I feel so old, and it's like my son's he's shouting at me when I don't perform, and I'm just like, I just feel such a letdown.
I know, right?
But it's so intense. There's colours everywhere. There's bullets flying all over the place. There's just loads of sounds. The animation is just nuts, and the music's like so. It's so intense and fast. It just makes you just want to like blow up, doesn't it? Like just have a brain fart and throw the controller at the screen.
Yep, yep.
So we're on Beppy the Clown, and he starts off in this little go kart, and there's ducks that are flying above you, and you have to shoot the ducks above you because he charges at you, and you have to jump over him correctly. And if you don't, you hit the ducks above him, and then after that, once he goes away, he comes back as like this big massive balloon head, and he's dropping like little dog heads at you that are little balloons. And then there's a roller coaster that's coming along the floor. So even if you get through that stage after that, there's this like dog that's being rode by Beppy the Clown, and he's spitting out like loads of horseshoes, and the roller coaster's coming along again, which to make it more intense. Then after that, I think it's the last stage, and it's like a carousel. And there's loads of like carousel swings that you can jump onto, and again the roller coasters come in. There's like little penguins that have been spat out of the carousel, and they're batting baseballs at you. And it's just like, man, this level just don't stop. So we've got to the last part of it, but we just can't crack it. And well, that's the next stage now. So Cuphead is the bane of our life, and I've not played anymore. So that was pretty much my gaming summed up in a couple of weeks.
Good. It's all right. You're having good fun with your son. That's
brilliant. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. What about Kimmy?
I've played a little bit of everything for the last couple of weeks. As per usual, I played some more Forza Horizon 5 with Boomer. Doing a bunch of, because they've come out with new danger signs, jumps, ramps, that sort of thing. Last night, I actually had a race with parade floats, which was interesting. You know, parade floats. I mean, like, big, huge, honking parade floats. How the hell I, you know, managed to get that thing is, I'll never know. Other than that, let's see. I've played Tunic, which came out last week on Game Pass.
Okay.
And
what is it?
I'm not one for Zelda-type games or anything, so I'm, you know, going into this, I wasn't sure what to expect, because they say this is very Zelda-like. And from what I've seen of Zelda, then yes, I agree with that. It's nice. I like it. I enjoyed it. Of course, I have no idea what the hell's going on, because there's no hand-holding. There's no map, or at least I haven't found a map. So you just kind of follow along with your little fox and, you know, kill things and discover treasure.
It's very similar to something else you were playing not long ago, doesn't it? There was one of like this sort of isometric thing.
Death Door, maybe.
Maybe something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been interesting. I played it a little bit yesterday, I don't know, about an hour or so. And it's, I mean, like I said, there's no map or anything to tell you where to go, so you just kind of wander around. I started out with a stick, and that was interesting, till I finally got my sword. So that made killing the bad guys a hell of a lot easier. So apparently it's sort of Souls-like, but I haven't stumbled across. I mean, it's not hardcore Souls-like. I mean, I've had my ass handed to me a couple of times by a big boss, but it you know, it didn't make me want to throw my controller in frustration, so that's a plus.
Mm.
But it's a cute little thing. Like I said, I played it for an hour or two yesterday, and I've enjoyed it so far. And like I said, on Game Pass, so you've got nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
So there was that. I played a little Puzzle Quest 3 on my phone, which is a little like Gems of War. Y'all remember Gems of War. I know, right? So I won't bore you entirely with the details on that one, but it's a fun little time waster. And last but not least, one for the Switch, which is Super Mario World 3D with Bowser's Fury. Oh. So I've been playing a little bit of that with Anthony, who is apparently more competitive than I thought, because the first time we played it, I ended up scoring more points than him and got a crown. And he was all pissed off at me because I scored more points than him and got a crown. So he was mad at me for the next hour because I had the crown. So I eventually just had to give him the crown and be like, here, take it. I don't care. That's not why I'm playing the game. So, I don't know.
They're just so slick.
I know, right?
Just perfect.
So are games on the Switch starting to drop down in price now?
Not really.
No.
Because this, I bought this one, and the only reason I got it was because it was on sale because of Mario Day. Okay. And it was actually only dropped down to like $40, but for me, jeez, that was cheap enough because it's not been, you know, usually it's $60 and it usually doesn't go below that very often. So I just thought, fuck it. I wanted to play it, so I bought it. So
I thought, yeah, maybe with the Steam Deck coming out, they might have. I thought with the Steam Deck coming out, they might have just dropped a few.
It would be nice because it does. It seems like, you know, it seems like Switch games, especially Mario games, it seems like they hold their price pretty good. I mean, unless they're kind of shit ones, because what was it? The Mario one with the Raving Rabbits. I see that one on sale quite a bit, but I'm not real interested in that one. So it's been fun. Like I said, it's a little infuriating playing with the little Joy-Cons, so I think I'm going to invest in a couple of the actual regular-size Switch controllers.
Yeah.
Because I have adult-sized hands, and, you know, holding that little fucking Joy-Con for, like, 3 hours, it just...
No, the Pro controller is very good. It's worth your money.
All right. So, but it's been fun. I like the little cat suit, and there is still the Tanuki suit, which I call the raccoon suit, but, you know, it's Tanuki suit, whatever. But it's a cute little game. It's Super Mario World. So if you've ever played any of those, I think you'll like it. So.
Cool. Excellent. Yeah. I did play some more Mass Effect 3. I'm not going to bore you with that, but I've left the Citadel stuff now, and I am thoroughly back to shooting things and aliens and fighting and getting towards the end game. But I did, with a new Tinternet connection, one thing that I could never play any way efficiently whatsoever is the cloud gaming service. Mm-hmm. And one lunchtime, I was home one day this week, and I thought, well, I'll just put $6 on for 20 minutes, half an hour. And I tried some cloud gaming, and I tried The Art of the Rally, which is on Xbox now, which is like a cartoon rally game sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's about the only cartoon part of it. It's pretty darn tough. And I played it for 20 minutes or so, or half an hour, just to test out the connection. And yes, fine, dandy. I think there was one time there was a bit of a screen tear, but this game, a rally game, twitchy, was very, very playable. No problem whatsoever. So cloud gaming is now a thing for me. And
good deal.
Yeah, so yeah, it needed that connection, the upload connection, download connection. Very, very good. So. That's kind of cool, and it's a very cute little game, little rally game, and achievements were popping left, right, and center. So I'll go back to that again. There's things that are coming up. Again, it's going to be later on this year, but I'm very, very pleased that this will come hand in hand with some of the stuff we'll chat about in a little while, I suppose. Okay, cool. So that's what we've been playing. That's kind of cool. I want to talk just about an email that we received.
No way. We got an email? Holy shit.
Email.
Was it spam?
Right?
Is it spam? I don't know, but no, definitely not spam from this man. Absolutely.
Hate mail.
No, but...
Right?
But, you know, anything's possible. Anyway, we have a lovely email in from Dorian, who is one of the founder members of G4TE back then. Dorian Parsnip knows, a lot of people will know him as. And it goes like this. One massive big block of text. Thank you, Dorian. First off, I'd like to say how nice it was to hear Mark back on the podcast. I was interested to hear you discussing Microsoft Rewards. Microsoft Rewards is something that Phil is very, very much into.
Yeah.
So he goes on to say, I've been using these for many years now, and I can't remember the last time I paid for Xbox Live Gold.
That's crazy.
Or nowadays for Game Pass Ultimate. My account is permanently in a state of paid up for 3 years. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. A 3-month subscription card costs 35,000 points. And he says he is earning about 85,000 points per quarter. So once every 3 months, that gets him covered with change. You can earn around 300 points every single day just with the newly launched challenges on Xbox mobile app. It's essentially free money, and it does a great job of helping me discover new games, even ones I hate. Do you guys actively make use of that service?
Yes. I'm not as hardcore into it as Phil or Dorian, apparently, because I can't, you know, seem to get that much reward points. But yeah, I use it every month or every however many times I can get the points to get like the $10 gift cards and that sort of thing. So.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, every time you play a game or a Game Pass game, you check in. Or if you use Bing as your search engine, stuff like that. Or you answer some very lightweight, not quizzes, lightweight surveys.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea how many points I have now, but you know, fair play to these guys for working that system.
I haven't got a clue about any of that, to be honest. My OnlyFans pays for my Xbox Live subscription. And,
I know.
My PlayStation.
Probably. I won't give you that much
money. Oh, I pay for it. Judith pays for it, which is more annoying than anything else.
It's
Judith's your biggest fan.
Yeah, she's on tier 4.
She wants me to grow a beard so she can sit on it for half an hour every day.
It's called mopping.
It was here, I would just sit in his head. It's exactly what you said today, Cian. We've seen a ginger panda. And
jeez.
Looks like Pete. I wish I could sit in his face. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we are a mature podcast.
Where does he get it from?
Well, we'll get that in a minute as well, Kim. That'll cover all that sort of uncomfortableness in the news. Okay, so make use of that on your Game Pass. Every time you play a Game Pass game, it says, do you want to submit your findings or what is it? You have to check them in or log them in or whatever. You just press the dual button and away it goes and go into your library.
Do you know, the one thing I would like to ask is how long it takes to get those points to pay for that subscription. So how many hours do you have to put into gaming? That's what I'd ask Phil and surely.
Well, it's gaming and
I'd next to none and I, sorry, Kim.
You know. It's more than just gaming. I mean, you can go on Bing and do like web searches and stuff, and that gets you points. Yeah. Like Robin said, there are little like survey question things, like they'll ask you like news events, like over the last week, what happened, and yada yada yada. And you have like three little answers you pick from, one's right, two are wrong, whatever. So I mean, they do add up after a bit, but I'm not as religious with it because I forget. So I usually get most of mine through gaming, through the Game Pass deal. So,
there's normally things like that. You'd have to sell your soul, wouldn't you, to get something free?
Well, you see, Phil's very used to researching, you know, what's good for him and not vegan and all that. So he's very sort of thing. So he can work it all out. You know, he's you know, it's no animals have been harmed by pressing this dual button. No, seriously, I'm joking about it. It's seriously, I mean, you're talking 5, 10, 15 quid a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's like free money, so why not?
Free money.
You know.
And it's helping. And Dorian is I don't know if Dorian, if you're still as serious a player as you were, because Dorian's Xbox Live score was cheaper. You know, it was like mega. I don't know if you can look it up, Kim, there, if you have that handy or not, if you can look up, because he's up there. I did take a break for a year or two, but for ages he would have been like the 5,000 gamer score a month man or higher. So
yeah, that's what I mean. You'd expect like someone who plays that many games and plays it to that level to benefit from that. But
well, during the gamer score challenge that Mark used to run, you know, Mark, cunt, fucky, shitty fucker. You know, Dorian sold his soul to My Little Pony and Barbie's Dreams and stuff.
Right.
Like that. So yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
According to the app, it says his gaming score, which seems a little low. So maybe he's like redid his name or something. I don't know. It says it's 319,479.
That's healthy enough. That's healthy.
Yeah, it's better than mine.
That's healthy.
So.
Anyway, he goes on to say, the other week you were talking about the PS5 and Robin said he doesn't have one. Well, he needs one for two reasons. Number one, Sackboy. I got excited when I first read this.
I'll bet.
This is pretty much Little Big Planet 4, and it's one of the most charming co-op platformers I've ever played. You know, so there you go.
He's not the only one to say that. RCGC said the same thing. So.
Yeah, Sarah. Okay. You know, I've always been an Xbox fanboy, and I love my Series X, but I've been absolutely blown away by some of the little touches on the PS5. The controllers are incredibly innovative. when I put the controller in my anus, the vibration is fabulous.
Mm.
The resistance on the triggers, not to mention the tilt controls and the speaker.
Mm.
It's worth
speaker sounds good up your bum as well. So it is a smart. It's smart. It just feels so. Yeah, it feels so cool. I prefer it to the. To the Xbox controller.
Really?
Even
with the sticks sort of stuck in the
middle. And I'm no Xbox fanboy, but I'm really liking my PlayStation 5. I think it's superb. Yeah, great bit of kit. I love the interface as well. I just prefer it to Microsoft. So I find it so difficult to navigate through. So yeah.
But you're old now. Fucking man. It's worth every penny. Robin, you need one. Yeah. There's another reason. Reason two. Gran Turismo 7. Yeah. Admittedly, he's playing it on a brand new 65-inch LG G1. That sounds like it's got a G in it. So it sounds good. So I'm seeing it in all its intended technical splendidness. But it's stunning. So superior to anything I've ever seen. I cannot comment on the way it feels yet, as I haven't played much, but the visuals are breathtaking. Robin needs this in his life.
Do you know what I don't like about the PS5? It's if you have it sitting horizontally, which mine is, on a stand, they provide you with this plastic, like a circular base with two clips on it that goes like it clips onto the bottom and it almost levels the PlayStation off. Now, I've found it's really, really flimsy, and you've only got it if you fetch out the HDMI cable, or like as I have done recently with changing around some of the things in my loft. As when you're fetching cables out, it drops off that stand really easily, and it's almost like, I don't know, it's not settled right on it, and I find it really flimsy. Whereas I know people that have just turned it. On its side, and who've had that problem, but they get a lot of dust intake from on the top, so that's why I've just kept it on its side. If you don't mess with it, it's absolutely fine. But I find that idea with the plastic base clipping onto the PlayStation 5 console itself like really a bit of a silly one. But there we go. That's why I only gripe with it.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like there's a lot of plastic in that big box.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He says, that said, I'm pretty sure Forza 8 on Series X will be just as dropping. Okay, I absolutely think you're right. Forza 8 will look just as good. I'm not sure when it's coming, but quite yet. And I don't know about Sackboy, Dorian, but Gran Turismo 7 is almost a reason to buy a PlayStation 5 for me.
Are they still like hard to get now?
Try and get one. I mean, go on Amazon there and try and buy one.
Right.
And that probably segues into one of the news articles, doesn't it, at the top?
Don't know idea.
Probably one of the reasons. Huh?
Don't have no idea. It's still hard to get. Still hard to get. Anyway, he says, anyway, that's it for now. I'm still gaming, but pretty much a single player or a couch co-op. I spend most of my time on 4chan, adult gifts, but every now and again something pops up, and that reminds me of our crazy multiplayer nights of 15 or so years ago. Fuck me, is it really 15 years ago, Dorian? My oh my, that's three lifetimes ago for me. yeah, you have been to hell and back and every shape in between, Dorian. Love to you all. Dorian, a.k.a. Parsnip, currently languishing in Wiltshire, England. Yeah. 15 years ago since we done those silly, those Forza races in that championship. We're still talking about that good old days. God almighty. Yeah, lovely email. Thank you very, very much. Yes, PlayStation 5. Time is the yeah, I want one in my collection, but how much use is it going to get when I can't flipping use the great stuff that I have an awful lot now? Anyway, Dorian, much appreciated. Thank you very, very much for the lovely email. Okay, my goodness, listen to you all, listen to me, listen, it's time for this.
Here is the fucking news.
Now, Pete Chin, Xbox Series consoles just outsold PS5s in Europe for the first time.
Damn. This
is courtesy of Forbes.com. While both Xbox Series X and S and PS5 have sold incredibly well, supply shortages are now creating extremely unique situations, like the fact that Xbox Series consoles have now just outsold PS5 in Europe for the first time. Now, this is mainly thanks to the fact that the Xbox Series S is more widely available,
yes,
than either the X or the PS5, with the PS5 in particular especially impossible to find. If they weren't impossible to find, I probably would have had one by now. So,
right. Same.
Every time I go to look, if I go to look sometime and it's there and available, I'll probably go. So, but by the way, Pete, before I carry on, you bought yours in a unique way, didn't you?
I bought mine. I'm very, and I was keeping my eye on. I was like a stock update, one of the websites. I can't remember what it was now. And Very's a catalogue in the UK, which they do charge an extortionate amount of interest if you don't pay off the bill within a certain time. But if you buy something, I think it's over £250 or £300, you could just buy it on 12 months, buy now, pay later. So I think mine's up in June. So I've got to pay mine off in before June. And the thing is, the bots, you have to register an account onto Very. So the bots that usually buy them from the sites like Argos and Currys and blah, 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 that all these people are, you know, they're doing now, they're boycotting all of the system. With sites like Very, you can't do that because you have to create a credit account.
Okay.
And it takes longer to do. So that's exactly what I did. I looked at the stock. I looked at when it was available, and they said roughly on such and such day at noon. So I kept my eye out, and all of a sudden that just come up. So I just went on to Very, registered a credit account. Got, I think it was £1,000 they give you to start off with, so which is great because the PlayStation's, I think it was £520. Bought it, buy now, pay later. So we're going to pay it off by June, which is fine.
Do you pay a monthly amount every month at the moment?
No, I'm just going to, I've got some bits and I'll just pay it off closer to the time, which is fine.
Right.
I definitely want to do that because the interest is like 29.99% or whatever it is if you leave. So, If you don't pay it off, you're going to be in some right bloody interest mess. But
technology has moved on nice. There's a few new ways to pay for things now. And I quite like that Klarna, which is...
Yep.
Pay in 3 months or whatever it is.
Yeah, or you pay it off and it's interest-free, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, my shoes, my Lanx, that's what I do with my Lanx.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I pay for my Lanx by Klarna. So
yeah.
I have 3 sets of Lanx to add my Lanx on today. They were lovely. My like sneakers today. I ran the zoo. It was good.
Nice. Anyway, so that's what I'll do. I'll just pay it off in the 3 months. I'll just split it into when I get paid, the end of the month, and I'll just break up.
Yeah.
The 520 then in 3 months.
Yeah, you have to be disciplined to do finance stuff like that. If you're not disciplined, and bury your head in the sand, that's not good.
Yeah.
I did that years ago. I got myself in so much trouble when my early 20s.
I was
so in debt. It was just frigging terrifying. Took me ages to get out of it. And then last month, the friggin' tax man takes £5,000 off you in 1 month.
Wow.
Anyway, So what they're saying here, so when people want some sort of next-gen console to play games, they turn to the one that's actually available. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the Xbox Series X.
It's brilliant. Oh, S, sorry. I thought you were going to say S.
Yes, Xbox Series X.
It's brilliant. It's 250 quid. It gives you everything I think the startup time is great. I mean, obviously, that interface that I was talking about before, I do find it more difficult than the PS5, but I can't imagine it to be any slower than...
So graphic fidelity, you're not overly worried about. Never have been.
No.
And you don't mind waiting a little bit longer on your loading time?
No. It's not... Well, come on. I had a Spectrum and Amstrad, you know, you'd...
Yeah,
I think I still appreciate that. I still appreciate that load up time being pretty much instant compared to those.
Yeah.
I've always been like that. And graphics just, you know, I'm not like Greg. He's really into his 4K graphics and Richard Webster. They're into their graphics.
I like that, but it's not. I think I'm sorry, PC players. I don't mean to put you all in one wee book or wee box, but I'm going to. I think that some PC players, I think. The fun of playing the game is not playing the game. I think the fun of playing the game is getting it set up and running as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I think that's there's a difference with those guys, really. I don't know how much gaming they actually do. It's all about how you get it set up to how many megapixels of this. I can't be bothered. As long as it looks pretty good, I'm okay.
And I think you can now. In the UK, because you could do it in the States quite a long time ago, but you could pay a monthly subscription, can't you? And you get a console and you get Xbox Ultimate all in a package, and I think it's like 20.
America, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're doing it now in the UK, and I think it's £20.99 a month. Mm. So you could do that for 24 months, which again, it's just another. It's just another thing that's just not burning your pocket. You can it's easily affordable, and you get two services. You know, you get your console that you loan at the end of it, and your Xbox Ultimate, which is your Game Pass and your Xbox Live all in one. And I think it's great. It's a great option. So I can see why it's surpassed the PlayStation 5. I know there's the availability, obviously, but it's selling like hotcakes. Cool. Yeah,
so good stuff. So again, it's availability. I don't think availability is going to get much better because, funny enough, things in the world seemed a bit strange at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, I love this next one. Kim Brooks broke this week. Anybody that has a Steam Deck on order at the moment, this will be you if you're Xboxy people. Or if not, Microsoft and Valve officially are bringing Xbox Cloud Gaming to the Steam Deck.
Yes.
Microsoft has confirmed that the Xbox Cloud Gaming is officially now supported on the handheld device. The service is available via the Microsoft Edge browser, and the company says it worked closely with Valve to bring Xbox Cloud Gaming to the system. Interestingly, the Steam Deck runs on Linux rather than Windows, and Microsoft says it's particularly excited about this as we feel it could open new opportunities in the Linux gaming community. So that's even more interesting than having to, you know, open the gates in Jurassic Park because it's on a Linux system. So anyway, I know this. It's Linux. To access Xbox Cloud Gaming on your Steam Deck, you need to follow a set of instructions which are available on the Microsoft Reddit page. Where you have to beat a impression. Anyway, that's good news. That's good news for me, good news for Greg, good news for Kim, because it kind of means that most of our Xbox library that we care about, not everything, but most of the ones that we care about, will be available on our Dick. So between the Xbox games and the PC Xbox Game Cloud, whatever it's called, games that are there, it's going to be brilliant, plus the Steam library. Wow. Now, unfortunately for Kim and I, we are paupers. We are but lowly worms, and we will not get our Dick in our hands until the third quarter of this year, where Greg likes to come early and he'll have his dick in his hand in the second quarter. So, toxic environment, Kim. Toxic environment.
I know, it's all my fault.
Anyway, so yes, that's good news for your dicks. Microsoft reportedly refused to work with the Ori developer due to toxic workplace allegations.
Oh, God.
Yeah, these are allegations. Now, people that loved Ori and the Blind Forest are also toxic racists, every single one of them, and especially the ones that finished Ori and the Blind Forest 2 that I haven't. But that person that finished Ori and the Blind Forest 2 is definitely a racist. So, hi, Pete. Hi, Dimit.
Oh, God.
Earlier today, we found out that Moon Studios, makers of the renowned Ori games, is reportedly an oppressive place to work. I hate this report, by the way, in so many ways. That's largely due to the studio's co-founders, Thomas Meher and Jigena Coral, who allegedly created the toxic work environment thanks to unprofessional public chat rooms. We're fucked. According to interviews with current and former employees and screen paps, Meher and Coral would joke about their penis size. That bit's funny. Killing Jews, not so funny. And openly critical of employees while withholding praise for a job well done. Like, Mark, you fucking dickhead cunt, you. So what I hate about this report, and there's some serious stuff in it, but I hate this. Okay. And if there's bad stuff going on at that place, that needs to get nipped in the bud immediately, you know. But we hear, and oppressive reportedly, and chat rooms, and God. Do you know, I don't expect you to answer this. This is wrong, Kim. Because we do joke and banter. Maybe if we ever make you feel uncomfortable, I apologize. Because we talk about Pete's dick size all the time, and fuck cages, and sitting on Pete's face tonight, and
generally about me.
Yeah.
I love you, Pete.
About Mark and feeling so uncomfortable, no wonder, because his penis is so big and he has to sit on it. You know, we talk regularly in our chat group. So I apologize, Kim, if we make you feel uncomfortable. And if you ever feel uncomfortable, you just tell us. We'll stop now. We'll stop. We shouldn't do it anyway. But
I'm no better than you guys, though. Yeah. I'm just as bad at times. So
you give as good as you get. Stuff like when I think you step over the line when you're not in a comfortable, loving environment.
Right. And we're good natured about it. I mean, we're not out to be mean or anything like that. So
no, I don't think it ever is. If it ever felt awkward, you know, apart from that time that Greg pushed me. Anyway, but the but again, this reportedly, I hate this stuff here that it's all one sided. I really would like to hear coming back to people as well. There seems to be a lot of this going on right now, and people reporting everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. It's wrong. But no, I don't know. I would like to see that, you know, not just being talked about, but court cases.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, you know, have their day in court. You know, to me, rather than he said, she said stuff. So,
do you know what? It's a shame as well, because the work that they're producing is just fucking brilliant. Yeah. And like, if that went on and carries on, I'd be less likely
because we're
motivated invest into any of that.
Because Pete's dick's small.
But it always has been. I
know that, but killing Jews. Again, I'd love to see what it's in context. I'm not saying it didn't happen, and I'm not sticking up for people that said stuff like this. But we're so easy. No. It's so easy for people in the moment on Twitter and everywhere else in the world to rip people to shreds without any seeing the real evidence and all through this. And I'm just hesitant to rip this company apart completely on reportedly. If it's happened, it's wrong. It should be stopped straight away. But we are, you know, then like 6 months later, when it comes out that it was just, you know, it was a joke that went a wee bit too far or something, and it wasn't really that bad. We only remember the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it's not bad. If it's got to this point, it probably is, but I really want, I don't like reportedly. I want facts. I want us, you know, if there's something that they have to answer to, well, let them answer to it. So.
Mm.
Anyway, okay. One final thing here: Microsoft went making sharing clips a bit more cumbersome. So when you take a snapshot on you of a game right now, so I fired a few Mass Effect 3 stuff things up recently, some nice vistas and views. You double click and you can quickly share to Twitter straight away, or other. There's other places you can do it. Well, similarly now, you have to upload your clips to your phone. And then you share them from there, which is adding an extra step in the process. I don't know when they changed it, because it worked pretty well.
Right.
Didn't it?
I thought so.
I don't know why they changed it.
I never used it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's technology, Pete, that you don't understand. So. This is nice. Humble Bundle, I looked at this, and Matt shared this in the WhatsApp group. Humble Bundle unveils a stand with Ukraine charity Game Bundle. Now, Humble Bundle, if you don't know it, it's PC games every month, and you give them a token amount of money, and you get, you know, fantastic created games, big games, little games, all sorts. But they put this bundle together for a Ukrainian charity. If you hadn't heard, they're in a bit of trouble at the moment. And for a minimum donation of $40, you can pick up more than 120 games, books, apps, games, assets, other goodies worth over $2,500. The stand with Ukraine bundle. What if I click on this? Is there a link on that? There, Sarah, if I can get it, because it is kind of fabulous. There's a lot with it. Let's go through some of the games that are on this. There it is. They've already raised almost 7 million looking at this right now. Seven million from this, and this has been running for just a few days. So it's £30.58 or more, or $40. There's been almost 7 million pounds sterling.
Oh, wow. There's some cracking games in this.
Yeah, there is. So you think it's like Back 4 Blood, Metro Exodus. Max Payne 3, Sunset Overdrive, it's older stuff. But there's The Long Dark there. There's just tons and tons and tons and tons. But there'll also be books and audio and tons and stuff. For $40 is just kind of class. So, yeah.
Super hot.
Anyway, Olga and John have donated 10,000 pounds, Christian and Jeff, $10,000. So, you know, anyway, for $40, you're supporting a good charity, and you're getting a lot of games for your PC, which, funny enough, noted by Greg DeLacy, the God King, this is a good way to add a bunch of games potentially playable on the Steam Deck as well. So, there you go. And finally, in the news, Elden Ring has sold over 12 million copies in 18 days.
That's nuts.
According to the announcement, those numbers came from the distribution figures of the package version and sales figures of the downloadable versions as of 14th of March. So all of you people that feel bad about stuff and like to be tortured and beat up and killed on multiple occasions.
Or if you're like Mark, I'd like to be fingered. Yeah.
Like to be fingered.
Wow.
See, she can do it. See? Yeah, we're just talking about cunty fucker bollocks, Mark. So he likes to be fingered. Yeah, so, but those are fantastic numbers for such a tough game, and they'll not get any of my money because I don't like getting fingered. So. Kim, what new releases do we have?
Well, there's a few this week. So, yes, your new releases for March 20th through the 27th are Kraken Academy. Release the Kraken. Anyway, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and Switch on the 22nd. Rune Factory 5 for the Switch on the 22nd as well. A Memoir Blue for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 24th. The Ascent, which is on Game Pass, or still is, I don't know, for the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 on the 24th. A big one. I don't know if any of us are looking forward to it. I'm not, because it's freaky and would probably scare me. But Ghostwire Tokyo will be out for the PlayStation 5 and PC on the 25th. How about you guys? Anybody looking forward to Ghostwire Tokyo?
I've never heard of it, Kim.
All right. Okay, so it's not for us. Kirby and the Forgotten Land for the Switch on the 25th as well. And what I am looking forward to, but probably not on release, is Tiny Tina's Wonderland for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 25th as well. Those are your new releases.
That looks good, doesn't it?
It does look good. I'm excited.
So Tiny Tina is a character from Borderlands?
Indeed.
And it's Borderlands shooter type game again, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, and you still get your D&D elements with spells and that sort of thing. So it's like a bigger expanded version of the Assault on Dragon's Keep, the DLC that was with 2. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Geez, they milk that Borderlands.
Oh, I know.
Don't they?
They do.
I love Borderlands. I love the music, everything about it. Just music class, but it just keeps on going. So.
Right.
Fair play. Yeah. Good, good, good. Those are your new releases. Enjoy them. Okay. So, we're about there. We've got some plans. Remember, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock in the UK, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, we usually fire down in the WhatsApp groups. Join the WhatsApp groups and, you know, let us know. Very, very active WhatsApp groups. We talk about the length of members and stuff. No, we don't really. No, very active, politically correct WhatsApp group. The only one that says bad things is hardly Dan. He talks about Lycra shorts and that cream that he puts on his bum to stop chafing. But Halo Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock in the UK, or 10, for an hour minimum. Great fun, great crack when I don't fall asleep. And please, like Dorian has done this week, please send us an email at podcast@ocpod.com. That's where you can send emails. I know, it's what the old people do, emails. Or you can tweet us at @OC_podcast. And Facebook is for even older people. It's fe.ocpod.com. And you can put some message up there, some photographs. You know, like 30 years ago, if you took a photograph of your breakfast and put it on social media, you would have to post it to your aunt and she would get it a week later and go, what the fuck are you sending me a photograph of your sausages for? Seriously, you're crazy. But if you feel like that, if you want to take a photograph of sausages, we would be very, very happy to see your sausage photographs and they can be put on Facebook or on Twitter. Okay, so that's about a show. For a man that had a sore throat because of too much cunnilingus and for Kim with her hair that was done 3 weeks ago, we've done all right.
Doing all right.
Doing all right. So, Kimberly, would you like to say hi to the people in the chat and say goodbye to the people not in the chat? Was that
sure. Okay?
And Pete, would you like to say goodbye to anybody while Kim's getting that all together?
To be honest, I'm going to shout out you two that's got me through tonight.
You two? They're a good band, man.
Yeah, they're brilliant. And they're Bono, yes.
I mean, it doesn't for them and sound. So,
just you two. You two.
Oh, Sunday, bloody Sunday. Yeah.
I've got a shout out, Robin and Kim. My God. I don't feel too good and I'm feeling worse as the night goes on, but I'm sure I'll get man flu in a couple of days, but I didn't want to be a wimp and go, listen, I'm gonna choke out for tonight. Yeah. I wanted to get on.
Solid. And, solid, Pete. Solid.
Part of the crew for tonight. And I'm sure I'll be back as well next week. Shout out to you too. Kim, are you ready yet?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to shout out our shatters. There's been Boomer, Hardly Dan, Ryan Davis, which is a new one that I don't think I've seen. But anyway, welcome.
And, he's someone Lauren's I work with. He's a work colleague, Ryan is.
Oh, that's right.
He's my PlayStation buddy. We share PlayStation accounts. Whoops, shout out, Ryan.
Oh, well, yes. Welcome, Pete's friend. We're happy to have you. Thanks, guys.
Damn it.
All right. Thanks for dropping in the chat and keeping us occupied during the show. It's kind of nice because, you know, otherwise we sit here and we talk to each other and there's no other input. So anyway. Shout out to you two. Thanks for letting me straggle and eat some time up because my family stopped by and I how that goes. So, shout out to Mother Nature. It's finally warmed up here. It's 70 degrees today. I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you not say you were expecting snow?
Last Friday, we were expecting snow, but thankfully we missed it. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have sucked because it was like 70 all week. I was wearing shorts, and then they're like, Friday, you're getting snow. And I'm like, oh, no. But no, we missed it. So thank
cool. God. Thanks to everybody that's listened to live. We have it live here. You can do that on our feeds on Twitch and on YouTube, or you can listen to the audio version, which will come out within, well, I'll edit this and get this up by around lunchtime tomorrow, if not before. And it's available on your places where you get your podcast from. Leave us a review there if you can. That would be lovely.
Indeed.
So the people that are in the chat, thank you. All the guys that are in there. Good. To Greg, to Mark, to Phil, to Richard. And to anybody else that's vaguely associated with this podcast, thank you. We'll see you all soon. Get back on the show. We want you back here again. To people that are listening on the recorded audio feed, enjoy your gaming, guys. Be safe. Be good. We are all very, very lucky people. And if you're struggling in any shape or form, please reach out and chat to a friend. We will compare whatever you need. Whatever you need. We'll give you a hug, or if you just want to compare measurements, we can do that too. Pete can do that as well with Ryan and Pete. Very, very good. so absolutely keep it out of the workplace, please. One final thing, I should have said this earlier on, two really good movies to watch that I really enjoyed. One of my favorite movies is Lost in Translation, and I've always wanted to watch Her, H-E-R, and it's Joaquin Phoenix, and he sort of falls in love with a computer operating system set slightly in the future. Very, very interesting. Really good. And it's also voiced by, what do you call her? Damn it. Scarlett Johansson. I think that's maybe why, because I'm in love with Scarlett Johansson. If she ever turns up at the door, Judith knows that she's out in her ear. That's it. And the other one I watched in the hotel the other night, apart from busty women and busty lads, was Ryan Reynolds and the Adam Project.
Oh, don't say too much about that. I'm gonna watch that. Looks good. Oh,
watch it. It made me. I was in my hotel room, and on several occasions through the movie, it made me giggle.
Nice.
I chuckled at it. So yeah, it's meant for slightly. There's a few shits in it and stuff like that there, but it's not Ryan Reynolds' usual vulgar stuff.
No.
I do have a man crush on him.
Yeah,
as you should.
So if he turns up in the door as well, I would have to really think about it. But yes, it's good fun. It's a good fun movie. It's good fun. You'll enjoy that. So watch those. Anyway, everybody, stay safe. Be nice to each other. Look at underscore love Sharon Foster on Instagram, my wife's channel. And we will all see you next week. Play lots of games. Have fun. And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.